give me your first thoughts of this ball game.
Atmosphere wise, I think, you know, played a big part in it early. You know, just coming from the high of the big crowd on Tuesday, and then coming to an open gym that, you know, not a very big crowd tonight, unfortunately for Ulysses. You know, anytime you want to play at home, you definitely want the crowd support that we get at home. And when you go on the road, you hope to see it for the other team also. You know, just as you got kids that are playing as hard as they possibly can. And, you know, if they're struggling, that's when they need help the most. You know, people don't need to be cheered on. You know, they need to when they're winning. But at the same time, you know, kids that whose morale is kind of down a little bit, that's when they need the support the most in my eyes anyway.
Well, we were talking about that, how few people were here in the gym, which we just couldn't hardly believe. And actually, Ulysses come out and just, it was 22 to 18 there.
They shoot that way at home. I mean, you know, if you think that first quarter, you had a Borthwick hit, you know, three threes within a quarter and probably 4 minutes. You know, one of the Romeros hit a three. You had a tough time stopping Rodriguez off the drive right there. So, you know, they play well at home. You know, they got a dangerous team when they're hitting threes.
Well, and right before the end of the third period, they got it down to 48-38. They were still kind of hanging with us, and then you guys had this huge explosion in the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, composure, and that's kind of what we talked about. You know, we battled through adversity, and we got some sick kids in there. So, I mean, we're acting like, you know, shoot on Sunday, which we usually do. You know, we've got a couple guys with, you know, the throat stuff as far as, you know, hard to swallow and hard to get their breath. And we got a couple guys, and, you know, Matt Jenkins come right back out. Said he was feeling lightheaded and it looked like, you know, crud. So, I mean, we pulled him real quick. And, you know, something, we don't want that stuff to spread around at this point of the year.
Well, I know we play Goodland next week, and then it's sub-state time. And I don't know if you had heard this, but Minneapolis beat Beloit tonight.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Coach Gentry said. So, you know, it's that time of the year where, you know, we hope we're playing our best, and we hope the other guys, struggle with shooting.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's what you hope for, is struggling shooting, not struggling with health and nothing like that.
Fitness.
When you beat somebody, you want them to be full speed health-wise. You know, but if their shot is off a little bit, that's okay.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to finish this baby up and head for home, and we'll have one. We've got Goodland at home Tuesday, and then we'll have that first sub-state game at home on Tuesday the following week.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if we get Russell, which is kind of how it looks right there, I think that's going to be a 6 o'clock game on Tuesday. They request an early start, you know, with their distance.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
that's
hopefully
good to know.
You know, we can take care of the business. I think, Norton got beat last night by Ellis, so they got three losses, and Boyd, you know, with their loss, not
yes.
That's just their loss. So, you know, we are assured of the top seed, which is, you know, the top seeds really don't matter except for what jersey you wear.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, we need to come ready to play. I mean, this time of the season where you don't want to overlook somebody and, you know, take plays off and get into bad habits. So, you know, that's the thing we'll be stressing on Monday for sure.
Is your team where you want them to be at this time of year?
We're playing hard. I mean, you know, the season goes in such cycles as far as shooting. I mean, you know, you kind of want it that way where you got somebody hot early and somebody not shooting so well, so you got something to look forward to. And, you know, when that guy gets, you know, his stroke back, and then somebody else kind of loses theirs for a little bit because of whatever.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, it's important for everybody to be running on, you know, all cylinders right there. And, you know, I think our kids are playing hard. You know, we didn't play very good defense tonight. And I did a cruddy job preparing for what Ulysses does on offense. We've spent more time on fundamentals and shooting than what we did as far as the X's and O's. And, you know, I need to do a better job with, you know, but at the same time, we're coming off that victory, and I knew the concentration's going to be kind of off a little bit also.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did what we thought we had to win the game tonight.